Here's an interesting one.
Hi, this is Lisa Marie in Taos, New Mexico. This is kind of a strange question, but I was wondering why my voice sounds so different on a recorded device than how I think I sound. Almost everyone I know has had that experience where they hear themselves on a recorded device and think, wow, do I really sound like that? And do we hear our own voices differently than how others hear us? Thanks.
Do you guys have the same sort of radio phenomenon? You listen to yourself and think, God, is that me?
It took me a long time to get used to hearing myself on the radio.
Yeah, I think I sound completely different to how I think I sound.
Kat?
Yeah, absolutely. It's everyone, when you start doing radio, it's like, oh God, I hate the sound of my voice.
Terrible, isn't it? Why does it happen, though? The reason is quite simple, really. What you have when you have sound coming into your ears, when I'm listening to someone else speaking to me, I'm just getting sound vibrations in air coming through the air. They go into my ear canal, the bit you can stick your fingers in on either side of your head. They hit your eardrum, and the eardrum is a flat sheet of tissue, which, when the air vibrations hit it, it makes the eardrum vibrate in sympathy with the vibrations in the air. Those vibrations are then transmitted via a series of three tiny bones into what's called the cochlea. And the cochlea is the inner ear, and in there is a structure which has a long membrane which is fat at one end and thin at the other. And because its thickness changes, its stiffness changes along its length, and this means that some bits of it resonate at some frequencies and other bits resonate at other frequencies. And sticking into it are structures called hair cells, and these hair cells will be vibrated more or less according to which bits of that structure are vibrating. And the vibrations transmitted into the hair cells make the hair cells become electrically active. And when the cells are electrically active, they fire off impulses into what's called the auditory nerve. And that then sends the signal down into the brain stem. And then it gets projected onto the part of the brain that decodes your ability to hear. So when you are listening to sounds coming in from outside, that's what's happening. But when you're actually making sounds yourself, in other words, your vocal cords are opening and closing and creating puffs of air that themselves create resonances inside your throat and your mouth, some of those resonances are going to be transmitted into the bones of your head and your skull. The bones will conduct the sound also to the cochlea. So the cochlea will also get sounds from inside your head. So when you speak, you hear both the sound coming through the air and you also hear the sound of your bones vibrating. And that is why, when you speak yourself, you think you sound different to what you sound when people play something back of having recorded you earlier. Because what you're actually hearing is the two sounds superimposed. When you hear the recording made outside your head, that's the pure sound of what you really sound like. And, yep, believe you me, it's pretty painful to listen to because it's very much a sort of self-conscious thing. Ginny?
One of the other Ig Nobel Prizes, we spoke to one of the Ig Nobel Prize winners, but we're actually a pair of Japanese scientists who inventors really who invented a device they called the speech jammer, which actually played your own voice back at you at just a few milliseconds delay, I believe, and it's so disrupting to hear your own voice back with that slight delay that it basically shuts people up if they're talking too much.
Perfect. Well, I have to get one of those. I'm just kidding.